The group Environment Ohio hopes Cincinnati follows the lead of such solar giants as Ann Arbor, Phoenix, and Toledo. Co-author of the new report called Building a Solar Cincinnati, Christian Adams, wants the city to get 10% of its energy from solar by 2030. He says certain barriers remain, like upfront cost, but suggests third-party financing.
I think in particular, the power purchase agreements that are being discussed today are just vital going forward in other financing options.
That's what Cincinnati used when installing 600 solar panels on the College Hill Recreation Center roof. An alternative energy group paid for them, and in turn, the city will buy electricity at a lower cost. City Sustainability Coordinator Steve Johns lists other advantages.
Obviously, we reduce the amount we're buying from the grid, so less fossil fuel electricity that we have to use. Local jobs are another big piece for us here, and I think it just helps us tell the story that the city is going green, and it's pretty easy to do it.
Johns says the city is on the hunt for more buildings to be powered by solar. It already has 21. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.